Well, as promised, we now go to Hebron, which is the oldest Jewish city in the history of the world, dating back some 4,000 years to Father Abraham, when he came from Ur of the Chaldees and established a Jewish community in the location about 35 miles southwest of Jerusalem called Hebron. Joining us is going to be the man who is the spokesperson for the Jewish community in Hebron, and that's a Jewish community of around 800 people. And as I read in the latest news article referring to Hebron, about 170,000 Palestinians, and many of them of the radical element, the terroristic element of the Palestinian people. Going to be talking with David in just a moment. But I've got to remind everybody there is a peace process that is underway, initiated by the United States Secretary of State John Kerry. And they have a representative from the Israeli government, Minister Livni, and then also Saeb Erekat, who is the major negotiator for the Palestinian people. Prime Minister Netanyahu just flew off this last week into Rome, Italy. They're meeting with Secretary of State John Kerry. But before he left, he sent a letter to the Jewish community there in Hebron. David, I just want to know, do you understand the contents? As I read through parts of the letter that were published, it seemed that he was reaching out to the Jewish people with a very important concern about what's happening in this unique city, the oldest Jewish city in the community of the world, the second most sacred piece of real estate with the Machpelah Caves. What about this letter? What do you think the Prime Minister's doing?
First of all, I think it's very important people should understand why this letter was sent just now. This Shabbat will be the Torah portion when we read about how Abraham purchases the caves of Machpelah, and we're expecting between 10,000 to 15,000 people here. In preparation for that, last night we had a night to honor Israel in the Knesset. This is the first time that an event like this has actually taken place. As part of that, we approached the Prime Minister and asked if he'd like to send his blessings to the Jewish community of Hebron. We weren't sure if he would or not, and we did receive that letter from him. It's very encouraging that the Prime Minister of Israel, as he goes to speak to the Secretary of State of the United States to talk about chopping up our country, he actually sent a very, very warm letter of blessings, speaking about the Jewish community in the past and the Jewish community at the present, the patriarchs. We were very, very pleased that he did see fit to send us a letter.
Well, now, when you say, and I've mentioned it also, the burial place for the patriarchs, we're talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When Abraham came into Hebron about 4,000 years ago, and you've taken me through the archaeological remains there in Hebron and explained to me even the location possibly of a home for Abraham there. I'll remember that. That was very exciting to me. But that's not the only thing. Then he purchased this cave. What's the significance of the Machpelah Cave in history, but especially today?
In history, this is one of the first Jewish possessions in the land of Israel. Abraham, it's written in the Bible, paid 400 silver shekels, which is today valued somewhere in the vicinity of $700,000, a huge amount of money for a cave and a field. And the cave is traditionally, in Jewish thought, spoken of as the connection between this world and the next world, the entrance to the Garden of Eden. It's a very, very holy site. It's the second holiest site to the Jewish people in all the world. The building on top of those caves was built by Herod 2,000 years ago. Now, in terms of its significance today, this is a site that was off limits to Jews and to Christians for seven centuries. From 1267 until 1967, 700 years, nobody was a Muslim, couldn't go in there. Today, there are somewhere between 700,000 to 800,000 people that visit that site annually. And the only reason that can happen is because there's a Jewish community here. And this Shabbat, we're going to celebrate that. It should be a wonderful event. The events last night at the Knesset were very, very touching, very moving. Hopefully now this letter that we received from the Prime Minister will be a sign that he understands and knows and plans on keeping Hebron as part of the State of Israel, and that he has no plans whatsoever to try to expel us again from the city and abandon the city to our Arab neighbors.
By the way, that title deed for that cave, the Machpelah Cave, the burial site for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their wives, the patriarchs of the Jewish people, would be found in the book of Genesis, chapter 23. He did pay cash money for it. They do have a title deed to it, and it is a very significant location, has even been included on what they refer to as the National Heritage Sites, and that's a particular site selected by the Jewish people to remember their history, their past. You mentioned something that I want to ask you about just a bit more. You said it's the entrance to the Garden of Eden. What do you mean by that?
It's not brought down in the Bible as such, but in very, very holy Jewish literature, it's written that the reason that Abraham purchased these caves for so much money was because he discovered there the tombs of Adam and Eve, the first man and the first woman. It's written that after they were exiled in the Garden of Eden, they wanted to go back, but they didn't know where it was. And they searched until they came to a place where they could smell the unique fragrances of the Garden of Eden. And there it's written that the first man dug a cave within a cave until a voice from the heavens told him that he had to stop. That was as far as he could go. That site was where he later buried Eve. It's where he was later buried. And that site remained hidden until Abraham discovered it. It's written that he too could smell those very, very unique and special fragrances of the Garden of Eden. And realizing how really holy this site was, he decided that when the time presented itself that he could purchase this, he would. And this is why we pray there every day, and we have many visitors there, and we want to make sure that it should be accessible to people from all around the world. People of all religions, all faiths should be able to access this site, visit it, and if they want, pray there.
Absolutely. That should be the case. And I've been there. We've done some television. David took us into the area of Machpelah Cave. Speaking of the Garden of Eden, by the way, Jewish scholarship says the Garden of Eden, the center of it, the Temple Mount, in the city of Jerusalem, that foundation stone underneath that Dome of the Rock, that Gold Dome building. Scholarship, and we've discussed it on this program before, Jewish scholarship and, in fact, Muslim scholarship indicating the original site, the center of the Garden of Eden. Well, some very interesting information from David Wilder, spokesperson for the community, the Jewish community. Now, I said there's about 800, but indeed there's about 170,000 Palestinians that encircle you guys. And there have been some scrimmages, some military violence taking place from them, terroristic violence, I should say, military protection for the Jewish people there. They threaten to run you out, get rid of you. You people are not going to leave this location, are you? And whatever the prime minister says, it will enhance your opportunity to stay there. But as I understand it, and I think you've told me before, you're not leaving this piece of real estate that God gave Abraham and thus gave you people today.
Well, Jimmy, our Arab neighbors don't want to run us out of Hebron. They want to run us out of all of the land of Israel, all of the state of Israel. They want to close us down. It doesn't make any difference to them whether I live in Hebron or in Tel Aviv or in Beersheba or in Haifa. They see it as all the same thing. And you're 100% correct. We're not going any place. This is our home. It's been our home for almost 4,000 years. It's going to continue to be our home for the next 4,000 years. It's a wonderful place. It's a very spiritual place. It's an honor and a privilege to live here. We have an obligation being here to see to it that anybody and everybody that wants to should be able to be here, and we want to make sure that our grandchildren and great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be able to be here also.
Those great-great-great-grandchildren. You have a number of grandchildren, so you're preparing for that future as well. David Wilder, giving us information. The focus is on a peace process, and Hebron would be a part of that area known as Judea and Samaria that the Palestinians want to have for their piece of real estate, their state. But indeed, I wanted you to get the flavor of those who are living in that unique place in all of history, Hebron, oldest Jewish community, and the site of Machpelah Cave, the burial site for the patriarchs of the Jewish people. David, thank you so much for taking a few moments to interact with us. We'll continue to stay on top of what's going on, and for your celebration there, talking about when Abraham did purchase the cave there. May you have a great time, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Jimmy. Always a pleasure.